大家好，我是 Jack. Welcome to another Morning English podcast.
大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。
So, I learned there is an old Chinese quote that talks about people gaining extra weight after Spring Festival.
Really?
So,
is that a thing?
I guess so. Can you give me the right quote in Chinese? Do you know it?
是不是春节之后，是不是叫每逢春节胖三斤？
Alright, okay, so, but what do people usually say when they want to bring down their weight after the Spring Festival is over?
Hit the gym, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So that brings us to today's lesson, at the gym. So we're going to dive through some keywords that we can use, in any situation at a gym.
所以呢，今天我们就要跟大家来聊一聊 hit the gym 或者 at the gym 在健身房可能会用到的一些英文。如果说大家想要查看我们今天这一期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。首先呢，在节目的一开始啊，要给大家宣布一个好消息，双十一来了，就是有不少同学都在问说，那我们早安学徒的会员课程有没有双十一优惠呢？当然是有的，不然怎么对得起大家一直以来的支持呢？那么从11月1号零点到11月11号的晚上12点，这期间加入早安学徒会员课程，你就可以享受买一年送一年，买两年送三年的优惠了。另外呢，大家注意，送的这一年或者这三年啊，是可以送给朋友的。所以呢，如果说你和你的朋友都有提升英文的计划的话啊，在双十一活动期间加入我们，你就可以和你的朋友平摊学费，是超级超级划算的。卡老师给大家算了一下这笔账啊，就是学一年呢，每个人差不多300块钱，每天不到八毛钱。那如果学两年的话呢，就更加划算了，每个人只需要200多一年，这样子就可以和朋友相约一起相互监督学好英语啦。当然啦，我知道有不少同学心里面有疑问啊，说如果我每天学一年能学到什么程度呢？在这里卡老师跟大家保证，如果说大家能够每一天坚持跟着我们的课程一起学的话，那你在实用口语方面肯定会有非常非常大的提高。给大家简单介绍一下，在我们这个课程系统里面呢，有艾伦老师的学习方法分享。我知道很多同学在学习英文的道路上非常的迷茫，那艾伦老师就来给大家指点迷津。另外呢，还有梁玲罗老师好玩的发音课，能激发你的学习兴趣啊，声音非常的好听，让人怀孕。另外呢，还有我卡拉老师和外教的实用口语课，让你学了就能马上用。还有大玉老师带大家看人生的第一本英文原版书等等。除此之外呢，我们一年还给大家提供152节直播课，每周一、三、四晚上都有，其中包括木木老师的发音直播课，还有外教强子的直播课，还有卡拉老师的阅读直播课，是不是超级超级划算？要再提醒大家一次啊，在双十一结束之后，也就是11月11号的12点一过，课程呢就会涨价到688元，所以这一次啊真的是全年力度最大的活动了，意味着如果错过这一次就要再等一年，等到明年双十一了。而且我们的特惠活动啊仅限3000个名额，所以大家一定要抓紧时间啦。如果你想要好好系统的高效的学习英文，欢迎大家加入我们的早安学徒的大家庭，微信搜索关注早安英文的公众号，回复会员两个字就可以了解更多的双十一详情了。
Okay, right, so let's get back to gyms. So to start with, gym, G-Y-M, is short for gymnasium, G-Y-M-N-A-S-I-U-M.
I'm sorry, again, gymnasium.
gymnasium. This is any place where there's gymnastics, athletics, or something similar.
首先呢，第一个词就是我们今天的这个关键词叫做 gym, 它拼写是 G-Y-M, 当然它的全称啊叫做 gymnasium, but...Forget it.
Just use gym. Just use gym.
对对对，就记住 gym 就好了，那个太长了。一般呢，平时我们就讲 gym 就好了，就健身房的意思。
So, at gyms, we are able to get fit. This means, 你的身体很好, you know, to maintain your health.
对，就是保持你的身体健康, to get fit. 那它是不是有一个近义词的短语, 一个 synonym, 叫做 to become healthy?
Exactly, yeah. We could also say a place to lose weight or burn some fat.
去到健身房呢，还有很多人他的目的就是为了去减肥 to lose weight.
Yes, exactly.
So, how often do you exercise, Jack?
Maybe there was once about 4 years ago, but...
really?
Maybe once every 5 years, let's say that.
Actually, I'm quite the same. 其实我也差不多，我们俩都是不爱运动又很爱吃的人。
So if you are a person that likes to go to the gym, unlike me and Cara, clearly, then you might want to get a gym membership card. This is, how would you say, just like a loyalty card.
给大家用中文解释一下吧，这个 gym membership card 就是健身房的会员卡。
Yes, but remember, these memberships are difficult to get out of because if you try to take your card back and say, I don't want to pay anymore, they will say, oh, but you're doing so well, keep going, keep going.
对，退款这个事情基本上是不可能发生的，所以我觉得健身房这个健身卡呀，其实就是一个 a waste of money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want to buy one because I know I'll just never go, yeah, if I have one.
行行，当然大家和我和强子不一样啊，不要管我们这个负能量。好，那我们接下来。
Okay, so if you are at the gym, then you might want to get the services of a trainer. A trainer, T-R-A-I-N-E-R, is a person who will help you choose your best routine. So if you want to build muscle or lose weight, they will help you.
所以呢，首先我们知道 train 这个词呢，它有一个训练的意思。那么加一个 E-R 表示什么什么的人，所以 trainer 就是你的这个健身房的教练。
Okay, right, so let's have a look at some of the equipment we can find at the gym. So I'll say the English name, and Cara, you can translate for everybody.
Sure.
Okay, 好，第一个 treadmill.
这个是跑步机，它叫做 treadmill,拼写是 T-R-E-A-D-M-I-L-L.
对 ,one word. 第二个 barbell.
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 Have you ever seen one?
I've used one, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
这个 barbell 就是杠铃的意思，其实就是 bar 加上 bell.
Stationary bike.
I just you hesitated.
I put a gap there just to show there was a gap, because the other two words,
you definitely don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, I haven't been to a gym for so long. Go on.
好，这个词呢叫做 stationary bike, 它的字面翻译呢就是固定脚踏车，但其实现在在健身房有一个非常流行的名字，我们叫动感单车啊，就是你狂踩，但是呢 it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, it's not moving. Yeah. And the last one, skipping rope.
这个就是跳绳，这个其实不一定要去健身房，平时大家可能在家里面经常用。
It's surprising how much weight you can lose by just skipping. You wouldn't really think it, but that's what like boxers do as well.
对，所以这个呢是跳绳啊，是减肥一个非常好的方式。
So if you don't go to the gym, there's a few gym activities that you can do at home. So you can go running.
这个是跑步。
Or jogging.
这个是慢走。
They are quite similar, but obviously they have just a little difference in between them.
对。
You also might want to do push-ups. Push-ups.
Push-ups 是这样子吗？
That's pull-up. Pull-up.
Pull-up.
Push,
pull-up. Pull-up 是引体向上。那 push-up 就是俯卧撑。
对。And sit-ups.
Sit-ups 就是仰卧起坐 right?
Yeah, so it's just something...Ups. It's quite simple.
行。另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包。大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。
Okay, well, that's all that we have for you today, but thank you for listening.
我是卡拉。
我是 Jack.
我们下期见，希望大家都身体健康，身材棒棒。
对，是这样。
拜拜。
拜拜。拜拜。